Philip. That was pretty shrewd of you as a boy that old. You know, most kids don't even question it.
I've always had to do that. Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean,
well, that's good.
Even when I was a kid growing up, well, if I see something out of that I know darn well it wasn't supposed to be there, well, I wouldn't bother it. But I'd go tell my daddy, and I'd explain it to him just like I'm talking to you. And I said, now, I know that ain't got no business being there, or that ain't right being there. You're going to have to do something else. Something's going to have to be done about it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll ever hear from him. Mm-hmm. Where it was for the good or for the bad, I knew darn well it wasn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good way to be here. But you were telling me about the fire. How did it get started in the house?
We burnt wood then for heat, you know, fireplace. I was working at a sawmill, plenty of meal then. Yeah, I was working at a plenty of meal then. So I always keep a good fire for wife and kids there. It was a house. The road was running this way, and the house was facing this way. Well, back on this side over here, I had a fence come down, a chicken wire fence and some barbed wire come down through there. Well, my wood pile was over that fence, and I had a bunch of chickens back there, too, keep them getting out. Well, my wife, she come out the back door there where I was at. I said, Mama, I said, go in the house and pull that thing off. I said, you're going to get burned back there. And it was cold, too, that morning, dog, and the wind was blowing. She said, well, I'm going to pull it off in a little while. I said, go in the house now and pull it off. I never was no hearing the fuss out of it. And so... That's all it is. So she went in the house, and she's fixing up Christmas stuff, you know, for Christmas. Directly she come back out there, and with that thing on again, that made me kind of angry at her. I said, Mama, I said, if you don't go in the house, pull that damn thing off, I'm gonna pull it off for you. I said, now damn it to hell, you gonna get yourself burned up and these babies too. Well, she went on back in the house. And God in heaven knows, it seemed like, and she had a kettle of water sitting on the floor that she's heating the skull of chickens with. Well, I had done killed them later, man. And I haven't looked up, and one of my little girls was going up the road towards my mother's house. They had long hair, and all I could see that hair going up and down, and she was in a blaze all over. I don't know how I got over that fence, but I grabbed this kid. And when I grabbed her, I just put her out, and she didn't get burnt, brother, a bit more than this chair got burnt. But during the meantime, I was looking at my wife, well, hey, she's coming out of the house, and she's in the blaze all over. And before she got in the yard, of course, she done fell. I mean, all the clothes done meat and all done burnt off of her.
Well, it burned that fast.
Man, just like if you poured gas on her. Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
She ain't able to do nothing.
I imagine a spark
did fly into the clothes she had on, probably. But man, I tell you now, I've had my time with them, I'm telling you. But I'll still pick on wood yet. I ain't never mistreated my family. I've always worked for them. I ain't never paid a fine in my life. I went in jail one time, stayed about 5 minutes. On count of, I was going to whoop an old man's ass right here on the street, but he had the law to get me. So